Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Congratulations to the UNC men's golf team. They won its third Big Sky Conference Championship this past week, earning an automatic berth to the NCAA Regionals. Joining us now, head coach of that great team, Clayton Sikorski. Coach, thanks so much for giving us some time today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, and thank you for those kind words.
Well, congratulations to you guys. Just talk to us, Coach, about what went into this, and obviously we know what's coming up next for you guys, but just let our listeners in, kind of just from start to finish, you know, where you saw this team grow throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, it's you know, it was kind of a long season for us, to be honest with you. You know, starting the year, we had pretty high hopes. We returned everybody from the lineup the prior year with one departure, but we brought in four talented players who we thought would play for us right away and really add some depth to our program. And we just, you know, struggled to find our footing, to be honest with you, all year. We had our ups and downs. We had multiple tournaments where we would have, you know, one of the low rounds of the tournament, and then we'd, you know, follow it up with one of the high rounds of the tournament. So, you know, we knew that our good golf was very good. We just had to learn how to become a little bit more consistent. And so throughout the year, credit to the guys, they worked really hard, specifically starting in the spring. They really focused on, you know, defining our goal of winning the Big Sky and working to get there. And, you know, we saw steady progression throughout the spring. We had a really good tournament at Chambers Bay. You know, host a U.S. Open 2015, really great venue. We were in second place going into the final round, beating some top 50 programs like Michigan State and Oregon State. And, you know, it was the first time we've really been in contention all year. And, you know, we didn't perform great the last round, but I think it really prepared us well for handling that pressure at the Big Sky. I think we learned from, you know, a poor round, which is great. And then we were able to really work for basically 2 weeks heading into the Big Sky and really get you know, our games in shape. And credit to the guys, you know, we played really solid all week. And honestly, the last round, we were pretty comfortable after about six holes. Was never really a doubt for the rest of the round.
Coach, talk to us about that a little bit, both with the regular season and then in the Big Sky Championships. I mean, we always talk about it. Golf is such a mental game. So when you're seeing the down portion throughout the course of the season, what are some of the tools? What are the tactics? What are you saying and what are you doing with these guys to get them to that point mentally where they can get to the Big Sky Championships and can overcome all of the adversity?
Yeah, that's definitely the difficult part about it, because obviously – we have to hold ourselves to a pretty high standard. So we obviously have to be, you know, constructive in our criticism and let them know, like, hey, this isn't up to our standard. But at the same time, you can't tear them down, because, you know, we have to have a confident team going into the Big Sky. And, you know, it was kind of a mixture of, hey, guys, like, this isn't good enough, but we still believe in you. We know that we have the talent in here to compete at a very high level. And so I think you just got to mix in, you know, being hard on them, but then also at the same time supporting them and really telling them how much we think of them as individuals and players. And, you know, I think we're really well tested going into the Big Sky. But, you know, the great thing about college golf and, you know, being in the Big Sky is you get an automatic qualifier if you win that to the regionals. And, you know, as much as we would like to be, you know, competing week in and week out, be a top 100 program, you know, I think the first step for us was to win that Big Sky. You know, we fell short by one shot last year, and we really had a goal in mind to not have that same feeling again this year. And credit to the guys for performing so well.
Well, one of those guys, and obviously you have a plethora of excellent golfers, but a guy that, you know, I've watched you talk about this team and this guy specifically. I know you get a little emotional talking about him, but the graduate student, Lakewood native, local guy, Jack Castiglia. Talk to us about him and what he was able to do and help and lead this group.
Yeah, you know, I was super fortunate to inherit the roster I had, and then specifically, you know, guys like Jack and TJ. who have really helped this year, but Jack specifically. Credit to Coach Prenzlow prior to me bringing him in, but he's going to end up being the best player in our program history as far as, you know, longevity of career. He's going to be a 5-time All Big Sky performer, I think 3-time first team, and also the player of the year this year. But he's, you know, he's the epitome of what a Bear is. You know, he's just he's a fighter. He's tough, but he's been just amazing to have and really helped me transition here for my 2 years. You know, he embraced me right away as a coach, and, you know, he's been a great leader for us. And, you know, having a guy like Jack is just, you know, that's what makes coaching fun. But, you know, I'm really happy for him, playing so well coming down the stretch, you know, obviously winning player of the year and then performing the way that he wanted to at the Big Sky. You know, obviously in his mind, he's going to want to win, but finishing second, you know, really helped our team. He's just been an amazing kid to have, and, you know, excited to go to battle with him at least one more time. And, you know, he's got a bright future, and I hope he continues playing at the professional ranks post-graduation.
We're talking to UNC golf head coach Clayton Sikorski. As the Bears won their third Big Sky Conference championship, up next, they'll be they earned an automatic berth to the NCAA regionals, so we'll be talking about that more coming up. We're going to get that announcement, I believe, tomorrow as far as the fields go and everything. But again, just talking about the team, you talk a lot about Jack, but at the tournament, I mean, you guys had a Bear play second, third, and fourth, so, I mean, everybody was really, really picking up their game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, TJ, he's, you know, got one more year of eligibility for us using his COVID year next year, but he, you know, he was phenomenal for us in the spring. He really transformed basically all aspects of his life, to be honest with you. Like, he really focused on his academics. He transformed his body. The physical transformation from the fall to spring is it's honestly unbelievable. And with that came a lot of consistency in his golf game. And he was great for us. He had, you know, our last event in Chambers Bay. He had a top 10. He was competing, you know, for us. He was in the top 3 going into the final round. But really gave us a lot of consistency throughout the spring, which we didn't really have in the fall. So credit to him for working so hard. And then a guy like Yuzi Zhang, as much talent as anybody in the country, to be honest with you. Just got to get him more consistent, but he really performed well for us at the Big Sky. You know, the kid's got a lot of great results in his career at the junior ranks and at some top amateur events. So finally great to see him put it together for us at the Big Sky. But yeah, it was really a team effort. And then, you know, we've had 3 freshmen playing in our lineup all year, which probably led to our inconsistency. You know, it's a tough transition from the high school level to the college level. And we believe in them. They have a lot of talent. And, you know, 2 of our other freshmen, Gage Messingham and Alessio Batista, both performed really well for us at the Big Sky as well, specifically the last 2 rounds. And, you know, gave us a lot of – it took a lot of pressure off those top 3 guys just because we knew we had, you know, good golf from those 2 going into those final rounds.
Talk about that transition, too. I love what you said. You know, that transition is so difficult. We hear it in college sports all the time, from high school to golf. I can't imagine, Coach. I mean, the pressure from what you're dealing with on a daily basis at high school compared to what we're doing at the D1 ranks here, that is something, again, that's part of what makes you a great coach is, yes, you're really coaching the, so to speak, the X's and O's of everything, but the mental aspect of making that transition.
Yeah, it's a big difference in all aspects of life. You know, you're kind of fending for yourself now, and a lot of the times, you know, high school kids, they got their parents, you know, helping them out, or their high school coaches. You know, there's just a lot more support, and it's not as taxing week in and week out. You know, you now have to balance a pretty rigorous academic calendar. You obviously have to balance life outside of both academics and athletics. And some players come in and it clicks right away, and some it may take a year, 2 years, 3 years. It really is a big difference. And credit to our, you know, 3 freshmen, you know, they handled their business in the classroom and really started to see some improvement on as far as the golf course goes as well. But, you know, our 3 freshmen that we brought in, you know, if you look at the resume, very talented guys. You know, Yuzi finished 2nd in the Western Junior, which is one of the biggest junior events in the world. Alessio Batista was a top-ranked player in Europe for multiple years. And then Gage ended up being the second-ranked player in the state. And so we knew the talent was there. And, you know, I believe those guys have a really, really bright future. But, yeah, the transition is a lot harder than people probably naturally think. You know, from the outside looking in, you see the player's resumes, and you're thinking in your head, all right, these guys will take the college golf right away. And that's not always what happens. But, you know, as a coach, that's where you have to really step in and help them get over that or through the process. You know, playing for a team is a lot different too. A lot of these guys, especially the Europeans, they're not necessarily, or the internationals, you know, they didn't really have high school golf. So they're not used to, you know, grinding through every shot and realizing the importance of everything throughout, you know, a tournament.
Well, how rewarding is it? Not necessarily rewarding, but how big of a thing is it going to be going into the next season, too, with all of these freshmen? As you said, ups and downs, the transition, there's inconsistencies there. But going through this, winning the Big Sky Conference Championship, getting an opportunity to play to golf at regionals, I mean, that experience is going to be so huge that by the time you start next season, you got to think, man, things might start coming feeling a little bit more natural to these guys.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, those three freshmen are going to have great summers. And then our other returners, you know, TJ, he's going to have a great summer. You know, he's going to be focused on playing some big-time events. And then, you know, Blake Danny, who's been, you know, part of our team, played throughout the year, he's going to be returning for his super senior year with the COVID eligibility. And then we'll add two more incoming kids. So, yeah, I feel really, really great about where the program is headed. Obviously, replacing Jack is going to be tough from, you know, multiple different angles, you know, as far as his performance on the golf course, but also as a leader and just an overall human within the program. He's just an awesome kid. So, but, you know, I think he's really left an imprint on the program and really, you know, shown the guys around him what it takes to be successful and to win. So, thankful for him. And yeah, I'm really excited, A, to finish out regionals and see what we can do there, and then transitioning into the summer and next fall.
Coach, but it just seems like big things are going on with UNC Athletics. I mean, every time we turn around, something big is being achieved by one of these teams. How important is that to you to say, hey, yeah, we're seeing all this big stuff? We are one of the main contributors here, seeing what's happening at the University of Northern Colorado.
Yeah, it's you know, it's always great to bring back a trophy here to Greeley. And, yeah, there are a lot of great coaches and programs here. You know, Coach Troy Nickerson with wrestling had just an amazing year. So he's been an inspiration to look to and seeing what's possible here at UNC. Obviously, our women's volleyball program has had tremendous success over the years. And, you know, Coach Lynch's been awesome. And it's just overall pretty close, tight-knit atmosphere here at UNC. You know, obviously, coaches support each other. I know softball has really turned around this year, which is great. You know, baseball is going through transition, football as well. And then, you know, my office is right across the way from Coach Smiley in men's basketball. And, you know, we're always talking and chatting it up and just trying to support our program. So there's definitely a lot of great coaches here at UNC, and I think the future's bright overall.
Well, Coach, a little birdie tells me that maybe Coach Smiley could use some lessons too at some point. Is that true?
Yes, I think those are in the works. He's up on this morning, so I think you know, once regionals calm down and his recruiting period calms down, I think I'm gonna, you know, see what I can work with there. That might be my biggest challenge as a coach.
Well, I'd love to see that. That would be fun. I might try to listen in and get some tips myself, to be real honest with you, Coach. Well, congratulations to you, my friend. We'll be paying attention, of course, tomorrow to see when the fields for regionals will be announced. That will be on the Golf Channel, so we're looking forward to that.
Absolutely, and then one thing I can say is, you know, we're having a watch party at the Goat Sports Bar at starts at 11. People are going to get there around 10:45. So anybody local in the area wants to come out and support the Bears, we'd love to have you.
I love it. And we'll be sure to mention that tomorrow morning as we start the program as well. Coach, congratulations. Great to get you on the program. I know this is the first time getting you on. Let's make this a thing, Coach. Would love to talk to you again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, really enjoyed it. And let's do this again.
All right. Sounds great. There he is, Clayton Sikorski, UNC men's golf head coach, as they just won their third Big Sky Conference championship, man. I mean, great things are going on at the University of Northern Colorado. Who would have thought, man? It's just every single week, it seems like we're talking about something big, something exciting going on. We're pumped about the spring game with Ed Lamb. Steve Smiley, to me, is a constant. What's happening with this volleyball program, always there. We saw what happened with Troy Nickerson. Can we keep him? As UNC Wrestling did their thing this year. So congratulations to that school, to this college. I mean, I went there. You went there. Tanner went there. We all went to UNC. We absolutely love what's happening there. They could teach us golf, too, Angel.
Yeah, that would
coach
be...
Coach might be our secret
that'd
weapon.
That'd be extremely helpful, Coach, if you could help us out. Just a few tips, you know, club stance.
Yeah.
Just how to swing.
How to hit
it. How's a backswing look.
Yep. How to do it. What which club to use.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I struggle with. It's,
you know,
just
where to golf.
Yeah.
What is golf?
What is a green? There's different shades of green. Which one am I aiming for?
We need a lot of help. Like, golf for beginners, man. Seriously, he's going to have to dumb it down a lot for us. But I would be curious to see him work with Steve Smiley. Because I just assume Smiley's a natural athlete, and he's good at golf.
Oh, I'm sure he's a great golfer.
But no, they're telling me he's not. That's what I heard. Sources. I have sources.
No, if you're coach and you're that tall,
I'm just telling you
can hit a golf ball.
I'm telling you. This is. I don't believe it. I think if I go watch him golf, he'd tear it up. But I have sources, deep sources that have been investigating this story for years. And they tell me that, no, he's not very good. And that's sad to me because Smiley, I just feel like he's one of those guys that could do everything. Like, he's annoyingly good at everything. Well, congratulations.
But how bad is bad for Smiley?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's probably
like,
oh,
it's bad. I just, you know, hit that 450 down the green.
He's not beating Jack Castiglia or anything.
No.
They're like, yeah, it's bad. I'm like, yeah, but I bet he's probably pretty good still. 11:50 the time. By the way, it's Top Text Tuesday. I'm looking for just smoking hot text. Let's get this thing rocking and rolling today. Nuggets are up 2-0. Let's pack a punch here on this Tuesday. Best text of the day gets a $15 gift certificate to Cable's Pub and Grill, and they've always got something going on. Yesterday was all-you-can-eat spaghetti. Boom, just like that on a Tuesday, burger madness for under $10. 11:51 the time. We'll take a short break here. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Catch KFKA's own Jerry Schimmel back on the call for the Colorado Rockies, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.